Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market's Raise the Stakes event to help educate customers about where and how their Northwest pasture-raised beef is raised. More information is online at metropolitan-market.com/beef.
Well, Nancy, it's been a couple of weeks now, but I'm still thinking about all the fun we had at the Food for Thought Happy Hour with our three great chefs, Holly Smith of Cafe Juanita, Terry Rotereau of Lulay and Luke, and final chef was Tom Douglas. We got some great cooking done with Tom, but even more fun was all the jabs that the three of us were taking back and forth.
Yeah, that's a lot of personality on one stage, I think, Stein.
Tom made some terrific salt and pepper shrimp, but it was the side dish that we probably had the most fun with, and I actually got to assemble it for him.
This is my cheater green onion pancake.
That's so a great idea.
Do we all know what this is? This is a flour tortilla.
Yeah, this is not the way I make them, Tom.
Oh, really? I can hardly wait to hear. I didn't know green onion pancakes came in a can.
I make a yeast dough, actually.
Oh, a yeast dough. Okay, so very nice job. You've done beautifully. Now take this and sprinkle the green onions over top.
That I can do.
And then the sesame seeds.
So did you make these back in the day when before I even moved to Seattle, and I would come to Cafe Sport and have some kind of Chinese pancake scallion
we
business?
We used to make them the classic way, which is Barbara Trop's. You know,
right,
we learned from Barbara Trop.
And that's the recipe I use at home.
Chinese inspiration. Uh-huh. So you make and you roll up the dough and you roll it this way, and then you make a little pinwheel, and then you roll it out flat. And, yep, that's very nice. Now fold them in half.
So if you were that taco truck guy down in L.A., Tom,
stand on them.
You'd be making real money just with one of those
Chinese
taco trucks.
I think it's okay to try to find crispy alternatives.
Then a little bit later, we had some questions from the audience. The
question was cooking reality shows. And do we ever, you know, we could do a show on those if only we watched them. Interestingly, all three of the chefs that were here with us tonight
have been on
those shows and have romped on them. Tom, you won Iron Chef against Morimoto, is that correct? Do I have this right?
As a matter of fact, I did, yeah.
You did. And hot stuff. And the ingredient was salmon, right?
The ingredient was salmon, although we were really hoping for not fish, because he is Mr. Sushi Man. We just did the show because we thought it'd be good press, win or lose.
Right.
And here's the deal. It's way better to win.
Yes. And Holly...
Because they keep playing it like 7 years later, and people come in and say, God, I saw you on TV last night. You were so awesome. You beat Morimoto. It's like, wow, I was in my 30s when I did that, I think. So.
And Holly, too. Same thing, right?
I've always been jealous that Tom got salmon. I got table grapes. Table grapes. You eat them out of hand. But, yeah.
But you won, too, did you not?
We did win. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry won anything on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Just
right?
A moment about Terry, because he left so I could talk behind his back. Terry is Mr. Top Chef Masters.
Mm-hmm.
He made a croque monsieur as one of the challenges. Terry Rotereau, Mr. Best Chef of Seattle last 26 years, right? And he choked on his croque. And I tease him mercilessly about that, and it makes me feel really good as a person inside.
Yeah, what a ball we had with that Food for Thought happy hour, huh, Nancy? Great food, great people, wonderful chefs. Terry Rotereau of Luke and Lulay, Holly Smith of Cafe Juanita, and Tom Douglas of about a million other restaurants. Wonderful music from Eric Two Scoops Moore. And what was the question that the punters had for us most often?
When are we going to do it again?
Yeah, well, I guess we will.
With KPLU's Dick Stein, I'm food commentator Nancy.
Smaller than Douglas, but just as loud.
Listen.